first.
It's three.
It's three.
How do you say this is in... This is in the Mizmor of Chilal David. I need to say it every Shacharit before Shir Shel Yom. Over there, you read it carefully. Over there, it's.
Bechavad.
You should
be at Chal. Lo shomei atov.
Hashem yirachem. Makala. It's Chal. Sit down.
Rabba.
I lo shomei atov. I don't know what Doctor is here. Doctor is here.
Cool.
With your permission. They expect about 1 million people to go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to Miron.
My friend said,
Huh?
Send me a picture from Israel, from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
It says 1 million people. But they don't have 1 million people in the Kotel. If they would have 1 million people at the Kotel, Mashiach would have come. But they don't go to Kotel. They go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They don't go to Rachel Imenu. They ask people, why do you go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? What is it all about? What do you know about him? Not too much information. We do know that he wrote the Zohar. But that's about it. In a way, Rabbi Akiva was his rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The information that we have, Rabbi Akiva was much greater than him. Much greater. Of course, we don't know, maybe Rabbi Akiva's grave is where exactly he is, even there are some assumptions. Because really, Rabbi Akiva never had a funeral. But still, the question is, what is this Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? How great the day of Lag BaOmer is, in time of the Ari, one rabbi said Tachanun on Lag BaOmer, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came to Ari in a dream, and he said, how come this guy on Lag BaOmer, on my holiday, said Tachanun. He doesn't like my holiday. I don't think he's going to make it. And a few days later, this rabbi died. We're talking about a major rabbi. It means tomorrow, Chas v'Shalom, to say Tachanun. Somebody said Tachanun tomorrow, Chas v'Shalom, is at risk. The question is, if somebody would say Tachanun on Shavuot, is it at risk? Somebody would say Tachanun on Sukkot, on Pesach, on Halloween, is this? Is that a risk? What's the risk here? It says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told Ari, these guys say, what is Tachanun? Tachanun is confession. What's wrong with confession? The guy said, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu. That's good. He confessed. He died. What did he die for? What did he do? The way the Gemara tells us the story was a convention of the Chachamim in the city of Yavne. And the guy that opened the convention, Rabbi Yudah, said, look at the Romans. After they destroy Eretz Israel and Bet HaMikdash, they are rebuilding it right now. They're building the highways, they're making bridges, making markets. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was at that meeting, and he started to bless the Romans. He says, whatever it is for their own good, they want to collect toll from Washington Bridge, they want to make on the highways easy pass, it's everything for the Romans. Gemara says, was a guy over there, a Jew, and he went to the Roman government and he said, it was a meeting for the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai blessed the government. So the government put a warrant to kill Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So first the Gemara says he ran to Bet Knesset, his wife used to bring him food, and he took along with him his son Rabbi Elazar, and after a short time he told his son, listen, ladies are not so strong, and if the government will put pressure on them, the lady, my wife, your mother, will reveal which Beit HaKnesset we are hiding, and they'll come. Let's run away to a cave. So they went to a cave, but they left behind their wives. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did know Beruach HaKodesh that he's going to be there a long time, and he was there for 12 years. So he left his wife behind. Why didn't you take your wife? The same cave you're going to go to find a place for your wife. Abandoned your wife. Abandoned your wife and Rabbi Lazar's wife. Abandoned them. Comes the Gemara and says that 12 years Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai buried himself in the ground, in the sand, in the ground, in the soil, up to his neck. And when time came to pray to Daven, they used to get out, brush themselves from the soil, put the clothing, do shacharit, go back to the sand. Get out before Milcha, get out of the sand for 12 years. And says, what is it? What is it all about? Says the Gemara, he knew Beruach HaKodesh should be there for a long time, and the clothing will not be able to stay on after so many years. So rather than that, so he buried himself in the ground. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, so what did they eat for 12 years? Because the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his miracle, he planted a baksa tree. And they ate baksa, and they drank water from the river, from the spring. And the question is, if Hashem made a miracle, they should have baksa and water, Hashem could have made them also clothing. But the Gemara says that that tree that during the week gave baksa, on Friday the same tree gave dates. So every Friday before Shabbat, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son picked up some dates, and that was how they made kiddush on the dates, and they ate the dates for the chemishne and for the fish, for the barbecue, and for the dessert, chocolate pie. It says, this was just dates. It says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle dates, so why don't you make the miracle for the whole week? For 12 years, you have to eat baksa. And then the Gemara says, after 12 years, they come out of the cave. Eliyahu Navi notified them that Caesar in Rome died. So the government are not looking for them. They come outside, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai see people walking, plowing, seeding. He says, what are they doing? They leave the real life of Torah. He looks at them, they died. They died. They hear from Hashem a message, go back to your cave. You're going to destroy this world. They go back to the cave. They're there for 12 months. After 12 months, they come outside, and they see a person Friday afternoon runs with two hadasim in his hands. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells his son, look, you see this guy? Let's ask him, how come he has two hadasim? They go to the guy, he said, how come you have hadasim? He said, for Shabbat, to smell it. I said, I smell it. And says, why need two of them? He says, one can get Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho, one can get Shamor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Baruch Hashem, this is the end of the story. No, Ravashi, the Gaon Mivilna Adari says, Ravashi did not write stories in the Gemara. There are secrets in all the stories, in every story. I said, what is it all about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Those people that they go to Rabbi Shimon, not just on Lag BaOmer, the whole year around, all the time, hundreds of people at the cave. He says, tell me, what? Rabbi Brisk was sick. He called up Rabbi Steinman, Rabbi Shach, the Gedolim, and says, you know what? Go pray in Miron for me. Go pray to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I said, that time we didn't have the Kotel yet, and no Kevra Rachel, but still, to take the 10 giants at the time, and ask them, go pray for me in Miron. go to Miron, pray Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What is it all about? What do you know about him? It's not no information. The Ari says like this: until Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, every person his name was Shimon had a bad life. Since Yaakov Avinu cursed Shimon and Levi, Levi at Egel undid the curse that he came forward to protest and kill the people that participated in the Golden Calf and the Egel, but Shimon was cursed forever. They got to Eretz Israel, every tribe got a peace for the tribe besides Shimon. Shimon got no peace, no land. At the end, Yehuda had mercy on him. He said, come, I'll give you some pieces. You can stay here. They had to sleep on the streets. And then the generation of the judges and the generations of the kings from all the tribes we had, a judge, a king, from Shimon, nothing, zero. Because the curse of Yaakov Avinu. And said Ari, now Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he fixed it. He fixed Shimon. Well, how did you fix Shimon? Ramin tell us like this. Says the Ramchal, in Misilat Yesharim, you know the destination is Olam Haba. And when we say Shacharit on Shabbat, En Aroch Lach Hashem Elokeinu Ba'olam Hazeh, it's stage one, Olam Hazeh. Excuse me, we don't say it in order. Ve'en Zulatach Malkeinu L'chayei Olam Haba. This is really the final stage. But it's a secret why we say it as a stage two. The third one. אין זו התח מרקדו לחיי עולם הבא. אפס בלתח גואלים למות המשיח. When Mashiach time is another stage. ומיד ומלך מושאים לתחיית המתים. תחיית המתים. So the Gemara said, that's what's going to be. First you have to be in עולם הזה. Then really you have Mashiach. And then the dead ones will rise. And it's going to be עולם הבא. Four stages. But the final destination, Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, you have in your life to think about Olam Haba. So the Gemara says like this. Every Sabbath morning, Adonai Chafetz Leman, Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvot. I keep this mitzvah, I don't keep that mitzvah. I'm careful of that, I'm not careful of this. He says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to earn credit. Like you need to finish college. You need credit. The mitzvot of the Torah is the credit. Hashem doesn't care less if we keep the mitzvot or don't keep the mitzvot. But the mitzvot are points, we get to Olam Haba. That's why Hashem gave us the Torah. Ahavat Olam, Mitzvot Chavta, Torah and Mitzvot. Chukim Shvidon Tal Malata. Al Ken, Hashem, M'shochvenu, Elokeinu, M'shochvenu, M'kmin Yasev, Chukecha, V'nismach, Baruch Atah Hashem, V'tamo Yisrael. He said, what do we say? Hashem loves me. Let's say, gave me the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean that you love me, that you gave me the Torah? What does it mean? You give me a house, I understand. You give me business, you give me children, you give me a good wife, I understand. You love me, you gave me the Torah? Yeah, I want to explain to you why. Because the destination is Olam Haba. How are you going to get there? You need to have points. You need credit. Hashem said, I love you so much, I gave you the Torah. That's really the peak of Chag HaShavuot. And Hashem said in commandments, he called everybody, he said, what is it all about? What's the Torah? Another mitzvah, do. No, that's how you get credit for Olam Haba. Otherwise, nobody will be able to get Olam Haba. I get it Olam Haba. And the Gemara says, you know, certain mitzvot are very powerful. Before you put tzitzit in the morning, the talit is a special iratzon l'shem yichud. A person, says Shulchan Aruch, should have it in mind. And says, you know, you put it seed for. And says, Leman tizkeru v'asitzem et kol mitzvotai v'etem kudoshim lelokechem. Remember all the mitzvot. So seed will give you a power to remember the mitzvot. You're not going to have Alzheimer's disease. It says, what is it I have to remember the mitzvot? Simple explanation is, because if I remember the mitzvot, then I do the mitzvot. I said, no. Say, no. Remember the mitzvot, you're going to earn credit to go to Olam Haba. That's the whole power of the tzitzit. And that's a person, the Gemara says, if he's careful, Mashiach will come, the bizchut tzitzit, and he's Gan Eden, he's going to wear a tzitzit. And so, somebody dies, they buried him with his talit because of that. The Shura Kadosh Baruch Hu, this guy was very, very serious about Olam Haba. And in, when you put the tzitzit, the talit in the morning, it says, Shidurim, it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, I want the same way I put the tzitzit, you put on me something now to protect me from all the things that will not let me do the mitzvot, that I lose the points to get Olam Haba. That's a powerful tzitzit. This is a person is to know that talit is something very, very powerful, very powerful. It's tzitzit. You don't do a favor to Hashem, you wear tzitzit. It's for you. It's a protection. The story is about soldiers that wore tzitzit in the middle of the war. Nothing happened to them. The ones next to them had no tzitzit. They died. A lot of stories. Because what is tzitzit? Others protect you. Tzitzit, you show. Mishnah Berurah said you have to wear the tzitzit out. So our body said also, you wear the tzitzit outside. It says, this is a sign. A sign of what? The sign that I know my destination, my obligation is Olam Haba. Ari said, you have to sleep with the tzitzit. Don't take it off. Never take off the tzitzit. You want to give somebody a present? Talit, tzitzit is the best thing. He has to know the Kavanah. Now just put the tzitzit on. No. This is a statement, a declaration for Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know my obligation in this world is Olam Haba. The mitzvot that I do is Olam Haba. He says, that's what Chachamim say. It says in the Torah, Hashem gave us two mitzvot. In those two mitzvot, Hashem specified exactly Olam Haba. It's Kibud Avaim. And Shiluach HaKen sent the mother out of her nest. And Torah in the text it says, "Leman yarchun yamecha v'arachta yamim." Leman yarchun yamecha, says the Gemara. What does Hashem say? He live a long life for what? To pay more taxes? Why have to live? No, my grandfather was 105, and my great grandfather was 102. What do you brag about? What is it? So big deal? No, it means, the longer he lived, he was able to arrange and collect more points for Olam Haba. He says, look, the guy was serious about Olam Haba. If he wasn't serious, his grandfather was serious. So Hashem granted the grandson with long life. What do you think, long life? To go shopping more, to play golf. He says, Hashem gives you life because Hashem wants you to earn points. Therefore, some tzaddikim that are young, Ari died, was 37, Ramchal 37, Ari 40, 37. Young, big tzaddikim die young. He says, you know why? Because they collected enough points already. They don't have to be there anymore. He says, the first 10 generations, they lived a few hundred years. After the Mabul, the generations after, until Avraham Avinu, much less. He says, you know why? Because the first 10 generations, they already did the job for us. They did so many mitzvot and they collected, hopefully. So we have, as mentioned, we have already some kind of credit to go to Olam Haba. So Hashem says in the Torah, you know why you have to respect your parents? Why? Because you have Olam Haba. Because you can live long life. It says, what is the long life has to do with it? Long life is more credit. More credit, you get to Olam Haba. The same thing, all the mitzvot chachamim say. Hashem doesn't care less if you eat kosher, not kosher. Hashem doesn't care less if you sit in the sukkah, you don't sit in the sukkah. You have matzah, the Gemara says. Hashem doesn't care about it. It's for your own benefit to get those mitzvot credit to go to Olam Haba. Come to Torah, Gemara Torah, I want to tell you some history. So there was a guy named Shimon, the son of Yaakov. When he was about 13, the sister Dinah was kidnapped in Shechem, called Nablus, Yimach Shimam, the Arabs. And Shimon and Levi took the swords and they went and they killed the whole city. And then they robbed it. They come back home. Yaakov said, where were you? I says, we killed the whole city, 24,000 people. Yaakov said, you killed 24,000 people? You know it's going to be in the United Nations? What's the matter with you? So Shimon and Levi answered Yaakov, we're not going to take it that our sister should be kidnapped, should be done to her, some things that's not proper. What the Torah tells us the story? Chachamim say, you know what? The Gemara says, Ezu mora lo yistor et varav. You know what it means to respect your parents? Never ever say to your father or your mother something. Don't answer. You answered, you lose the ticket to Olam Haba. That's your problem. That's your problem in life. Lo yistor et varav. I said, Papa asked you, is it 8 o'clock? He said, Papa, Mechila, I think it's... Papa said, it's 8? He said, no, Papa! You lost the ticket to Olam Haba. Lo yistor et varav. You cannot argue with your father. Never, never, never. Lo yamod im komo. You're never allowed to stand on the same spot he stands in Bet HaKnesset at home. You're never allowed to sit on his seat. What do you mean Yaakov told you? Why did you do it? You should not have done it. And you answer back, we won't. What's a we? We is in France. What do you mean we won't let it? What do you mean you won't let it? You won't let it? It means you lost your ticket. Let me tell you something. Me, Mr. Shimon, I call America Simon. Let me tell you something. Good. Oh, how old are you now? 13. When you be 23, I'm going to send Yosef to look for you. And before Yosef would come, and you see him from far away, he said, we want to kill Yosef. We want to kill Yosef. You want to kill Yosef. And now there's some credit for Olam Haba. And you know what happened? Because you wanted to kill Yosef, Yehuda had mercy on him, and Yehuda said, let's sell him, and he sold Yosef. And then he had a test with this lady. And Yosef tells her, you know what, lady? I'm not going to do the same with you. Since the Gemara, Yaakov came to Yosef, a vision of Yaakov, told him, listen, Yosef, if you're going to touch this lady, you lose Olam Haba. Says the Zohar, the worst thing in the world is getting married to a non-Jewish girl. Simulation. Says the Zohar, there's no bigger sin than this. You lose Olam Haba. So, Mr. Shimon, you negative Olam Haba when age 13, you negative Olam Haba at age 23. Continues the Torah, wait. The last stop in the desert, we get to a place called Shittim. Was Macy's, Bamberger Zichrono Livracha, Kaldor Zichrono Livracha, Grovet Zichrono Livracha. Stores, or sales lady stand over there. Hi honey, how you doing? Want to buy something for you, honey? Come inside, give them some, a little bit of barbecue, a little wine. And says, maybe you want to marry me? You have another wife. Well, so what if I'm Midianite, Moabite? Who cares? Who did it? Most of them said Shevet Shimon. As the president of Shevet Shimon, Zimri ben Salu, took Mandana, what's her name? Cosby. Took Cosby in a head. He says, come. Yeah, Moshe, I'm going to marry this Shikze. So, oh, Shimon's president! Shimon's! Look what happened. You marry a goy? No Olam Haba. You, Mr. No Olam Haba, says Zari. All the problems from Shimon until Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, nobody cares about Olam Haba. That's why Yaakov cursed him so much. Why? Because, look, you're not interested. You're interested in Olam Haba. You're not interested. Says the Gemara, came Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, said like this. I don't think nobody should go to work with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because how are you going to earn points to go to Olam Haba? Manichim chaye olam, oskim bechaye sha'a. You're allowed to go to work, but your intention is, I go to work because I want to pay the tuition for my children, send me yeshiva, and I want to help Am Israel, and I want to help all the yeshivot and all the tzaddikim, and I want to help the people, and I have time to study Torah, and I want an easy business. I don't want to run from 5 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. When I came to America, it used to be 9 to 5. Today it's 5 to 9. Highways used to be empty. At night in America, I came in 1970. My wife gave birth in Manhattan. We lived in Paterson, New Jersey. We went 1 o'clock in the morning to Manhattan. Nobody had a bridge. The toll cost 50 cents those days. Nothing. The whole Harlem River Drive, FDR, empty. Nobody in Manhattan, nobody. And I came 1974 again after Yom Kippur War, used to work in Long Island, exit 54, Long Island Expressway, empty. Today, 24/7. All the workaholic. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, how are you going to have point to go to Olam Haba? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, I want to tell you something. I have the ability to undo all the gezerot, all the sicknesses from everybody. And together with my son, I can undo all the gezerot and the people in Gehenom. And I have another guy, if he would be here now, his name is Yotam ben Uziyahu, he wasn't one of the kings, was very humble. If he would be here, I can undo the gezerot until Mashiach comes, until Olam Haba. So why did you do it, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? So do it. It's a Gemara, Masechet Sukkah. You know, I don't do it because people don't worry about Olam Haba, only Olam Hazeh. That's the problem in life. Rahman Chayenu V'Izakenu L'Mot Mashiach V'Namidash V'Chayi Olam Haba. It's a person has to have in his head, I'm here for Olam Haba. He says, who gave you this concept? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the first one. He said, how? Gemara said, I'll tell you how. Let me tell you how. Says the Gemara was a convention and he spoke against the Romans. Says the Gemara said, hold it. What did you say? You said the Romans did for themselves. He said, listen, excuse me. What business you got to say this? Why are you wasting yours? Says Gemara, says the Zohar, you know, Talmid Chacham, Prinat Shabbat. Talmid Chacham is Shabbat. You know, Lechem, my brother was in jail in Russia. There was 400 prisoners over there. He used to call my brother Mr. Shabbat. I asked my brother, why do they call you Shabbat? He said, I have no idea. I don't know. Why do you call you Shabbat? Goyim, Jews in the jail. 400 foreigners. Says Shabbat. Because the Gemara, the Zohar says, Talmid Chacham is Shabbat. What do you mean? What is Shabbat? What is Shabbat? Because the Gemara says Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba. If you keep Shabbat, it means you have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, says Ari, on Shabbat you have to look different. Because Shabbat is a sign. Your life is serious about Olam Haba or not. The Gemara says the taste of Shabbat, the food and the environment is 1/60th of Olam Haba. What's going to be Olam Haba? The Gemara says, you don't know. I don't know. What's Olam Haba? Says people will sit down, no food whatsoever, no drink whatsoever, no play or shopping, nothing. Tzadikim yoshvim atrotem b'rol Shem, a crown on the head. V'nehenim iziv ha-shchina, we have a pleasure from the glory of Hashem. No food, nothing. Here comes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, says the Zohar, Prinat Shabbat. Is Mr. Shabbat. Shabbat, says the Gemara, you know, you have to close your mouth, only Divrei Torah. Bekoshi tiru lomar shalom b'Shabbat. The Shabbat shalom, also Chacham said, don't. In Olam Haba, you're not going to say anything. Your mouth will be closed. Nothing. So you're going to sit and enjoy the glory of Hashem. That's it. Nothing. Ma umanoto shel adam ba'olam hazeh yasim atzmo ke'ilem. Says the Gemara, Gaon Mivilna writes to his wife, to his mother, before he left to Israel, he says, you know what your job is? Close your mouth. So why? Because Lashon Hara? No. This is your job. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, I wish Hashem would have given me a mouth just for the Divrei Torah. And the other mouth I would eat. I don't even want to eat in the same mouth. Because the mouth is only for the Divrei Torah, to earn credit for Olam Haba. Prinat Shabbat. So there the Gemara says, you know what happened in this convention? After the Rabbi Yehuda opened up the convention and he said, the Romans are good. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, no, they're no good. I said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, excuse me. Why did you talk? What? Why are you saying anything? It means, you know, you don't know Olam Haba. Remember the first Shimon. Oh, your name is Shimon. Now it's going to be a world for you. But in a world, it comes because Hashem is letting the world to come out. There's no such thing police chasing you unless Hashem gave the police permission. Go chase this guy. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you have to hide 12 years in the cave? Why? Because you said something against the government? What is it, Stalin, Lenin? No. Because you said something you're not supposed to say? It says you back to tell Shimon, no Olam Haba. Now you go to Beit HaKnesset, you study Torah. Olam Haba, okay. Listen. My wife, your mother, he said to his son, she's very soft-minded. The government would come and pressure her, she'll say, let's go. Can you take your wife? No. You don't understand. In Olam Haba, your wife will be inside you. and Mashiach will come, your wife is next to you. In Gan Eden, your wife is next to you. Olam Haba, we go back to Adam HaRishon when Hashem created him. Adam HaRishon had two faces. One with makeup and one with a beard. And then he said, no, I need a wife. Hashem said, oh, you want a wife? Okay. Emergency apparition Mount Sinai. Here she is. Now, from here, there, 47th Street, jewelry all the time, jewelry, jewelry, jewelry. I said, what happened? What happened? You wanted a wife. Here it is. You should not have asked. Hashem did not. Hashem has no wife. Hashem also is a male and female together. You are male and female together. You see, you got two faces. I don't want two faces. I want one face. Beard, my wife should have makeup. Helena Rubinstein. That's it. Olam Haba, En Zulatach, Malkeinu L'chei Olam Haba. En Zulatach, Hashem is one in Olam Haba. There's going to be no male and female in Hashem. Only one. You're going to be only one. Your wife is going to go inside you. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is going to run to the cave without his wife. Comes to the cave. He says he's going to bury himself in the sand up to here. You know why? Because in Olam Haba, the body underneath the head is nothing. He's like air. The head, the brain, that's what we have. No heart, no liver, all these things we don't need. You don't need it. The fuel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come at our head. So, you know, I'm in Gan Eden. I'm in Gan Eden, yeah. In Olam Haba, no. No body. Yeah, body. But the head, maybe not the whole body. The head is going to be. That says he buried himself in the sand 12 years. Okay. After 12 years, he comes outside. Goes outside, you see people walking. He says, what are you doing? What are you doing? You don't understand. You have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu you want Olam Haba. For what do you live here? Better you die. See, Gemara says, Beit Hillel Beit Shammai had a convention. Is it better to be here or better to die? He says, the risk of doing sins are much higher than doing mitzvot. We have 248 mitzvot, asim, 365 not to do. So the Gemara, 2.5 years, they had a debate, a convention, all the Chachamim. Is it good to be here? Better off, we should have died. They came to conclusion, better off you die. It's not worth it. Ve'achshav she'nivra, and now that Hashem did create us, what do we have to do? If mashpesh b'ma'asav, if mashpesh b'ma'asav, all day you think, no, am I doing the right thing for Olam Haba? Forget about if I do a sin. But I have it in mind. So, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave, come to Gemara, he kills people, he says, what are you doing? Why are you walking? He said, why are you killing them? Why are you killing them? Hashem told Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I don't understand. You kill them, they're never going to have any credit. Whatever they hear, they heal. Let them work, doesn't matter. But they're going to do tefillin, they're going to put tzitzit, they're going to do kiddush, they're going to shake lulav, okay, they get credit. Maybe get to Olam Haba. You kill them now, then they have no credit. Go back to the cave. Goes back to the cave. After 12 months, he comes outside. He sees a person who runs with two hadassim. He runs over to him and says, what is it all about? He says, Shabbat. He says, what Shabbat? Shabbat me'en Olam Haba. Aha. Got a message, says Ari. You see something in your eyes, it's a message from Hashem. It's not happened to me that I saw this person, happened to me, I met this person. It's a message from Hashem. He says, what is it? The person is running two hadassim. We have two holes in our nose. One is Zachor, one is Shamor. He says, I want to smell it. So when you smell it, you smell because the smell goes to the neshama. Smell goes to your head. There's Olam Haba you have on your head. You have a crown on your head. He says, Rabbi Shimon Chassid, he told his son, you see, look. Very nice. Keep Shabbat. He keeps Shabbat with Hadassim. It means he knows that there's Olam Haba. That's the destination. That's the secret of Rabbi Shimon Chassid. Every one of us, our neshama in our head, gets some kind of messages. That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told the Ari, this guy did confession on this day. Don't understand, it's the biggest day in the year. That we understood in our head that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the role model for us to understand what's the destination, for what we are here for. He says, for us to say brachot, to keep the mitzvot, to have credit for Olam Haba. He says, this is Lag BaOmer, that's why everybody goes over there. Why do you go to Lag BaOmer? Why do you have it in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? No. I don't know why. Everybody goes, why are you going? Because our neshama feels that this is the guy that's revealed to us. And therefore, Chachamim say that he had the ability and the permission to write the Zohar. Because the Zohar says the Zohar that this is so-called the final thing for Olam Haba. It's called Pardes. pshat, remez, dras sod. It says, first, in Olam Hazeh, first you have to read the Gemara, you know, whatever it says, the text, Avraham, Sarah. Then is remez, then there's in between the lines, things that you get, what Hashem really wants you to know from Avraham and Sarah, and Adam and Noah. Then is going to be, after this, going to be darash. Then you compare the things. And the last destination is sod. Sod, the secrets. It says, when after, in Olam Haba, Hashem will tell us all the secrets. So all the secrets, it says, who? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was able to reveal the secrets, the Zohar. The Olari, everything is built on Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and the Zohar. It says, one letter in the Zohar is all the secrets in your lifetime. He says, what is it all about? Olam Haba. He says, this is Lag Ba'Omer, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Zohud, that's what Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. But Lag Ba'Omer, they finished. Why they finished? It's Chutof Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Because the destination Hashem wants to tell us, is Chutof, Nagi Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Olam Haba.
Amen. 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 Amen.